Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
It's Saturday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reiss. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
All right. Welcome to the third edition of The Man Cave, and we are here sitting in with Hollywood Connections. Dawn Reiss is on special assignment. She's looking for the next supermodel with Barbizon, Fabulous Corporation, and it's a good way to get young adults' confidence.
And not only confidence, it's also showing them the steps to take to be effective, the experiences you need. They'll guide you in certain ways like that. So
absolutely, it's a great program, and everybody should participate. And so we would like to thank MyPillow.com, the best night's sleep I have had. It is so good. The pillows are great. They're made in America, made right there in Minnesota. Yep. And we love them. We fight over them every day.
Yeah, it's always hard because they gave me one as a present. It's hard because the kids always want my pillow, and they always try to steal my pillow. They sleep on my side of the bed, too, all the time. But, you know, my pillow is a great thing, and I'm going to have to get them a couple more, you know, just so they don't always steal mine.
I know. We're going to work on more pillows from us. And the AquaVault.com, MyPillow, codename Beach for Hollywood Connections. And that's a code name for our show. All the proceeds help go for the show. And AquaVault.com, code name Hollywood. And for peace of mind at the beach, it's a little safe security. They got a soft ones, and they're made out of a solid PVC with combinations. You can hook them to your chair. You know, it's always kind of leery, being a man. Leaving my wallet, leaving my watch, wrapped up in a towel, stuffed in my shoe, disguised underneath my beach chair.
It's a really cool thing, guys. Especially like when you pull into Clearwater and there's a big sign, big lit up sign that says, lock your car doors, okay? Crime happens here all the time. I mean, it's not like people wouldn't follow you if you're in a nice car, especially to the beach. And know you're going to put your keys. Oh, not they. You wouldn't put them in your shoes, would you? Yeah, of course you would. Well, with this, it actually locks. It's a box that locks, and you can fasten it to your chair. Nobody's going to walk away with a beach chair. And, you know, it's not going to ruin, like, even people on vacation, it's not going to ruin their vacation to have their wallet stolen or their purse stolen or their car stolen or, you know, it's just an awesome thing to have.
Yeah, just for peace of mind, just to relax. And at least you know you did everything you could. It's obviously, it's not 100% foolproof, but certainly give you peace of mind that you did everything you could to prevent a crime from happening upon you.
Yeah, especially like even your phone and stuff to put in that box. You know, I mean, it won't get wet from being at the beach or anything.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Full of sand.
It's just safe. And, you know, phones are expensive. What's the iPhone run now?
$1,000.
Yeah, $1,000. You know, and there it is, walking off because you put it in your shoe. You know, just makes sense. So go ahead, Bert.
Absolutely. And, you know, you always need to be careful. After our hurricanes, we have license contracting. You need to deal with a license contractor. Gulf Atlantic Construction is a great company, local for many, many years. Their telephone number, contractor Don Donahue, 727-215-9918. Just a second opinion. Points you in the right direction. Give you peace of mind that maybe you are getting a good deal or might tell you you're getting a too good of a deal and be careful. Once again, you must deal with a licensed contractor. We just had 20 people got arrested yesterday for acting as licensed contractors and not having a license. It is illegal.
Yeah, guys.
And you're setting yourself up as the homeowner. Lawsuits.
Yeah, I work with a licensed contractor. I work with SecurePro out of Tampa. We do home theaters. Awesome bunch of guys to work for. We also do alarms and cameras, anything that security or low voltage needs. But what I can tell you is the difference between working with a contractor and not working with a contractor is even if one of their guys, a non-contractor guy, slips and falls, trips over something, hurts his back carrying your furniture, okay, any of that happens, they can sue you. And with a licensed contractor, they have insurance. They have to have licensing.
Absolutely. It's the only way to go. If not, you're setting yourself up for a disaster, costly. You could lose your home. You could lose everything.
Correct. Hi, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Glad
you're
here.
John. Glad you could make it.
Thank you.
John does backyard kitchens, and he's one of the hosts of the show. If you aren't familiar, great guy. I wish he could have came up with us last night, but I'll talk about that a little later.
Right on.
I've got something right up your alley today. I've got Moose. Moose is part owner in a company called Moose and Scooters Barbecue.
Okay.
And this is Moose.
How y'all doing today? So, John, you know, you do backyard barbecues, and, you know, that's kind of what I call myself for many years was a backyard barbecuer.
Yes, sir.
For about 20 years, I did barbecue. Got the push I needed when I moved up to South Carolina to open up my own business. Did it up there for about a year and a half. Started out with a backyard charbroil Walmart smoker, $148 on the clearance rack.
Where most of us start.
That's where we all start, right?
Yep.
Got up to doing 14 slabs of ribs a day right in front of my house. Out there in Florence, South Carolina. Got introduced to a really great sauce. Father-in-law has been making a sauce for 30 years. Passed it on to me. It was kind of like a, you know, marriage as soon as it happened. So
kind of a dowry for marrying his daughter. Here's my barbecue secret recipe.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. So just wanted to come on the show today to kind of promote our business. We're new to the Tampa Bay area. We just started the business up a few months ago. Right now we're looking, you know, we're doing a bunch of events. So if you follow us on Moose and Scooters Barbecue at Facebook, we'll have events that we'll be doing around the Bay Area. We hope to be doing a bunch over here at Vinoy Park, over in Tampa, Brandon area. So, you know, when you get a chance, come check us out. You know, I'm sure you'll be happy.
Yeah, well, we'll do a lot more talking about you guys in the upcoming future. His partner is also one of my bosses, which is a really funny guy. But you know, just they do things like if you're having a private party, they can always come and do that, can't you?
Correct.
Yeah. You can book them and have a barbecue. I mean, I've had a lot of catered events, guys, and the food was horrible. I mean, horrible. And I'd rather have a good barbecue. What's your specialty? Is it the ribs? What's your specialty?
Well, our specialty is actually a side dish that put us on the map. It's Cajun shrimp potato salad. Yes, that's right, folks. You heard it right. Cajun shrimp potato salad. That side dish alone, I've had people do weddings. They've had it for weddings, bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras, whatever you want to, party you want to have. They ask it for it by the lasagna pan full. But ultimately, the ribs, I'd probably say our ribs and pulled pork is our top featured barbecue items. I slow cook, 225 low and slow, 7 hours minimum for the ribs, 12 to 14 hours on the pulled pork. So if you want real smoked barbecue, check us out.
Yeah, I'll tell you a funny story about low and slow. I always thought my barbecuing was really good. I mean, I really did. And I cooked for a friend of mine who's a Jamaican. He had a boat over just a few from ours. And I'm cooking, and he goes, and I'll try my best Jamaican accent I can, guys. He goes, Tommy Mon. He says, I got to tell you, he goes, these are good. These are really good. And my Jamaican accent's horrible. He said, but I got to tell you something. And he grabs my grill. He turns the dials down. And he goes, keep it low and keep it wet, Mon. Now, I can't start a grill today without thinking, keep it low and keep it wet, Mon. I mean, but yeah, he taught me how to really barbecue well, and a lot of people really like it. I know I had Bert over last week for steaks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how'd you like those steaks?
The steaks are awesome.
Yeah, I found a really good meat store.
Yeah, from the butcher. Too. Yeah, butcher steaks are so much nicer than a going to the department store.
Oh, I mean, these things were an inch thick, and I'll tell you where to get them here.
Okay.
And about a foot wide, and they were T-bones. And I think I paid, because I bought 5 pounds, I think I paid, actually bought 10. But for the 5 pound that I paid for was $6.95 a pound.
That's unheard of.
No kidding.
Right.
And they were delicious, okay? Absolutely delicious. Did them on the grill. Oh, everybody loved them. Matter of fact, I had steak and eggs the next day. There was so much left.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah, there was so much left. I had steak and eggs for breakfast in the morning.
It sounded like 4 pound beasts.
Yeah.
Foot long, 3 inches thick.
So you do the Cajun potato salad, which I'm going to try some.
Cajun shrimp.
Cajun shrimp.
Can't leave the shrimp out of there. We're in Clearwater. I mean,
that's
come on. We're right
point.
Here by the water.
Yeah, that is a good
shrimp.
Point.
Yeah.
So you do that. Yeah. Okay. And you do the ribs.
Correct.
What else do you do?
Like I said, we do pulled pork, sausages, brisket if you're lucky. Brisket, though, takes a little bit longer. Most of our competitions, you'll see us with all four of the meat categories, chicken, ribs, pork, and brisket. But when we're, you know, if you're having an event and you want us to cook some, to be honest with you, if it can go on a grill, I can make it. You just give me what you want, tell me how many people I got to feed, and we'll put it together.
Yeah, he's got, him and Scott have a man grill, okay? It's not just a grill. What kind of grill do you have?
Now, we have a custom-built grill that was out in Willis, Texas. It's a 19-foot smoker grill. I've got two barrel smokers on it. I've got a 36-inch by 36-inch volt smoker on the other side. It's all offset smokers, so it's one full chamber, you know, that runs the whole smoker. Nice piece of work. But, you know, it's funny you bring up Scott, and he'll maybe when he hears this, you know, a little bit of a funny story. You know, so Monday through Friday, you know, Scott's my boss. He's our boss.
Yeah, I work with him, too. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is on the weekends, I'm his boss, so it works out pretty good. I mean. But, you know, just in line of the barbecue, a little bit of history about us. Like I said, when I moved down here, Scott was looking for another side business, and he wanted to do kettle corn. And I was like, kettle corn? It's Florida. It's hot. Who wants to eat kettle corn all the time? I mean, you know, it's not the fair every day. So he said, what do you got in mind? I said, well, let's do barbecue. And, of course, he looked at me and he says, well, everybody can do barbecue. So I said, all right, well.
No, they can't.
No, exactly. I said, okay, well, you know, I'll take that point. So made some of my sauce. Now, that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is our sauce. This sauce is, like I said, my wife's dad, he taught me how to make it. It's a 30-year-old recipe. And we call it Sweet Heat. And everybody in Florida loves Sweet Heat. So trick to the sauce was I brought it in. Now, Scott's a salesman like I am, so we love to talk all the time. Never seen this man shut up for more than 3 minutes until I gave him my sauce. One spoon, put it in his mouth. He didn't say nothing for like 3 minutes.
We have another mutual friend named Clay, and Clay right. had said, listen, I've had their sauce. It is the best sauce I've ever had in my life. But that's what Clay said about you guys. Yeah. Matter of fact, he tried to sell me, too, through you to yeah. promote you. And I said, I said, they're friends of mine.
Right. Right. Well, the other thing about the sauce was is that I brought it in after Scott tried it. The next thing he did was break out the checkbook. That grill wasn't cheap. So when you get somebody to break out a checkbook and spend $10,000 on a smoker, I think you're doing something right.
Yeah. He really believes in it, and he really believes in you. I know you got to have some good questions for him.
Oh, I do. I mean, just for the people listening, on the website, do they have – you got your catering menu on the website? Do you have all that information for them?
Well, right now on the Facebook page, the website's under construction okay. right now. But if you go to, like I said, Moose and Scooters, it's all spelled out, no letter, no spaces in between it. It's MooseAndScooters, barbecue on Facebook. All of our events are going to be posted up on there. Sauce will be for sale here pretty soon, so you know if you want to take some home with you. But yeah, we'll have a full menu on there. We change up our sides weekend to weekend, so keep it posted.
Does that mean I get a free sample?
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll you had to work on that free sample.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know, another we went cooking last weekend, and one of the debates came up where you know, the underside of the ribs, you know, skin on, skin off. What do? Do you rip the visceral lining off, or do you keep that on there?
Well, for all the real people out there that barbecue, you know, you have to take it off.
Okay.
If you don't, it just becomes very chewy, blocks the smoke. If you're smoking food, mm-hmm. you want that smoke flavor to permeate up into the meat. So if you don't take that off, it's going to block that. And plus, keep the seasonings, you know, out of the meat. So
right.
always rip it off.
Okay.
A few extra seconds of hard work and pay.
Oh, absolutely. In the long run, it's always the best way to go. But
right.
I know the guys were around last weekend and we were barbecuing, watching football and hanging out with the family. And, you know, my buddy Jason, he had left the skin on. I was sitting there and, you know, it's a catch-22 depending on what you want to do because sometimes that skin gets perfect and it almost tastes like the sausage casing and you get that nice snap and it keeps some of that flavor in too. But, you know, for the real people that want that flavor to permeate through, get that nice ring, get those layers in there, you really got to take that skin off.
Real quick, we're going to come back to this.
And yeah,
I want you to continue to ask
yeah.
some questions because you're way more knowledgeable than I am at this. But, guys, we have a pastor from our church calling in. He's talking about a giveaway. And I'm going to tell you, this is not only is this a powerful church, it's a church with a heart, okay? There was a time even when I first came here and I was hurting, I was going through some financial trouble, and without a hesitation or knowing who I was, these people came through for me, and I want to pay it forward to them, and I want the pastor to give a chance to talk. Hey, are we ready for the pastor?
Yeah, I'm right here, Bert. I'm right here. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Joe. Nice to hear you tonight. You know, Beaming Hope Church is... It is such a fabulous organization. They give so much. There's so much caring. There's so much love. There's miracles happening at this church. And talk about giving to the community. Nobody gives like Beaming Hope Church that off of 110th. I'm not sure the exact address, Joe. I know you got it. And tell us what's going on tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow's a regular Sunday service. We did a big outreach in New Heights Elementary School the other day, and we had plenty of guests come by. You know, just for an example here, we had a gentleman bring his mother, and she had excruciating pain in her knees. And the Lord touched her, and she was in her 80s. She started crying. She started walking around. It's not religion. It's about relationship. You know, people get turned off of religion, and once you get the reality of who Jesus is, he hung around normal people. He never looked down on anybody. And that's what we do. We love everybody. Come as you are. And, you know, God's presence is there. We have a relevant word that's going on now. You know what's happening in our lives. And you leave there, I mean, you feel the presence of God. You've been there. It's just amazing.
Absolutely.
We have an awesome event coming up October 29th, which is next Sunday. It's called Super Sunday Giveaway. And we're giving away thousands of dollars in giveaways. We're giving away, we're partnering with the deputy sheriffs of Seminole and Largo. We're giving away a free appliances, free furniture, free TVs, free gift cards, free bicycles, bill pay. Yeah, I'm going to say it again, bill pay. You bring your bill, and if we call your number, we pay your bills. Cordless power tool guys, toys, custom jewelry purses. We got a queen-size mattress set, musical keyboard, much more. And people say, why do you do this? We bring the people in, let them know, hey, you know what? This church cares, and we're just here to be a blessing to the community, and it's to help people. That's what we do. And it's just amazing. We have all types of people come. Like I said, the sheriffs partner with us. They're coming to the service, and different businesses. We're networking with each other. And it's changing the community. It's changing lives. A lot of bad news going on out there. I don't know about you. I'm tired of it. I want to see a change in the youth. I want to see change in, you know, businesses and marriages. And that's what we are. When you leave, you'll know you've been touched by God.
Absolutely. I love Beaming Hope Church. It's certainly has been a foundation for Dawn and I. And it's helps our relationship. And we look forward to attending service every Sunday at 10 a.m. it starts.
Yes, sir.
And it is it's just really an amazing place to go. If you have any shadows in your heart, you're lost, anywhere you will find friendship, you will find light, you can find Jesus. And you're not a man if you don't love Jesus, hands down. This is the man cave, and straight up, this is all about loving Jesus, and let's do the right thing every day.
I want to say something, too, about the church. And like I said, I've been there. One of the things that Jesus said is feed my sheep, okay? If you're hungry, if you have no groceries at home, I have seen these people give away to everybody who needs it, okay? Everybody. And when he was talking about the pain, I went in there with a pinched nerve, okay? In my shoulder. I couldn't even lift my arm, okay? And, Pastor, I'm going to tell you that I see that God works through you just like he did my parents, okay? Right after the prayer, I was able to move my arm. The pain was gone, and it has not returned since. So I just want to tell you that I'm aware of that. So,
amen. That's what it's all about. See, people just, when they hear church, some people get a bad feel. Oh, it's just religion. It's boring. God isn't boring. Jesus isn't boring. And when he said, I come to give you life and have it abundance. You know, so people, a lot of people are depressed and they're broken, their financial situation. Watch this. There was a guy I invited. He came for the first time. When he was in the service, nobody was going to answer his phone. He had to answer that phone. Somebody called him and gave him a job opportunity worth $30,000 more a year just by coming to the church.
I remember that one.
People, debt cancellation, bills being paid. I mean, God's a God of now. People want to put him back, you know, in history, Bible days. No, he's now. He's alive, and he just wants to bless his people. And that's what we do here. We want to help people. Our vision is to bring hope and restoration. Working with the deputy sheriffs, they're helping us, you know, with all different situations and people, you know, the fire department, people at homes burning down. We're helping people. It's all about helping. And we just want us to be a blessing to the community. So if you're looking for a church, you want to just come, please check us out. Our website is beaminghope.org. We're there 10 o'clock, as Bert said, Sunday. We have a children's ministry, a nursery, a youth night, a whole bunch of stuff going on. So I love you guys. Thank you for having me on. And you guys made me hungry with them ribs. I want to hook up with you, Bert. Give my number to them. Maybe we're going to have another big block party. Community block party, and we'll hook up with them and get some ribs going out there. I'm hungry now.
Yes, yeah, we'll definitely have you up. We'll have you over to my house. I do kind of spread, so maybe we can get Moose out there to cook.
I think that's what he was asking for.
Yeah.
There.
All right.
Yeah, so,
well, thank you for calling in, Pastor, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, God bless you, Joe.
God
bless you, Joe, so much. See you Sunday.
Too. You know, church with him is actually kind of like going to a party. It's just a lot of fun.
It's awesome.
It's not being preached at, you know.
No, it's a wonderful organization. They give. If you are in need, show up at 10 o'clock, sign the registry. You can leave with $80 to $100 worth of food every Sunday.
Yep.
Try that at the Catholic.
We're going to put it right in your hands, Johnny.
Right on. I'd just like to say, and I'm sure Pastor would agree with us, even if it's not his church you go to, if you're in need, if you're hurting, you know, reach out to your local church. Go talk to a man of God, and you know, get put back on the right track, because it's always good to put your problems with God and let him sort them out. You might not always like his answer, but he's doing what's best for you.
Exactly.
Absolutely. That's great words.
Yep. But let's get back to barbecue, because, why not? We got to have some good barbecue in our life. You know, that's what the weekends are all about, is grilling and chilling. You know, when you're at home, other than what you cook for work, I mean, what are some of your favorite things to, you know, chill out and do in your backyard?
Well, let's see. You know, most guys, I mean, we all love SportsCenter. We all love our sports.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it be NASCAR, football, baseball, basketball, whatever sport. But I'll be honest, I'm one of those guys, I get home from work, I like to watch what's on the Food Network. I'm always looking to, you know, cook something new. The wife loves it. She doesn't have to cook. Mm-hmm. That's just my hobby, though. I love to cook. Cooking is my outlet. You know, I get home from work, had a stressful day. Nothing better than taking it out on a nice big chunk of meat, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Tenderize it a little bit. Go throw it on the grill, you know. Yeah. Cook up something, you know.
Absolutely.
Good family time.
Punch it, beat it up, do what you got to do, release some stress, hit it with a hammer, whatever it takes. But make it taste good. You know, for me personally, I grew up with my grandmother cooking at 8 years old. So I got a culinary arts degree by the time I was 12 from her, and all the basics. And that's really the foundation for my cooking abilities, because I love venturing outside of the norm. And yes, I was raised in an Italian family. So yes, I can cook amazing Italian food, but I also like to dip into different cultures. And I've done oxtails and, you know,
just had
curry chickpeas and all these different things. And I actually did an event for my brother-in-law where it was his housewarming. He had this Jamaican band there, and they were, you know, reggae band, and he was from Jamaica. And I actually had the lead singer like sitting on the stoop just thinking about his grandmother. And it was the first time I had ever cooked oxtail. And he thought it was the best, you know, best thing he had in a long time. But what really surprised him is when I slow smoked the oxtail and finished it and rubbed it with some barbecue, you know, seasonings, and then hit it and caramelized that barbecue sauce on it on the high temp charcoal grill. And he was just like, man, if you did this in Jamaica, you would be a national treasure, because it was something different. So I just, like you, I love, you know, trying different things and experimenting. So for all you backyard warriors on the weekends, don't be afraid to experiment. Sometimes you'll make a mistake that'll make your tongue slap your brain, and you'll be doing it again and again, and it'll become your family recipe.
You know, that's really funny, and to hear you talk and to hear you talk, you know, and when I taught my wife how to cook, okay, my wife is now a very good cook, by the way. Hi, honey, I love you. but I had to teach her one thing. Anybody could put a piece of chicken on the grill.
Right.
Anybody could put a steak on the grill. There's a difference between cooking and cooking with love. Some people 100%. Call it cooking with soul. It's whether you care or have pride in what you're cooking and want to make it taste the best that you possibly can. One of my tricks I do is I taste it along the way. Sometimes, if you look at my belly, too much. but I know what ingredients to add by doing that. I don't know if you do that. But
absolutely. Yeah. You got to taste as you go. Otherwise, things, you know, recipes sometimes can change. And, you know, based on temperature of what you're cooking or how long you're going to cook it for, you've got to check it throughout the process. And that was, you know, one of the things my grandmother always taught me is taste as you go and cook to taste. Don't cook by recipe, because it'll never be the same.
Okay. I believe we have Dawn calling
you. We do. We got her on the phone right now.
Hi, Dawn. This is my sister,
Hi,
Dawn.
Hi to my brother. Hi to my husband in Savannah, Georgia. I'm super excited to introduce these new guests. I hope you can hear me. I want to thank Frank. He was at the International Christian Film Festival, and I did some interviews over there. And Frank said, you need to hook up with these amazing men. They have a men's ministry they're going to be talking about. I'm going to let you kind of cover over everything with them. But also, they're in the production world. And before we introduce them, Peter, can you play that trailer?
Yeah, I got it.
Awesome. Let's play that, guys, and we'll be right back. I want to introduce you both.
This is his new upcoming movie he's doing, right?
Yes, with Kevin Sorbo, and they're going to talk about that in a minute. And, guys, can you tell us the name of your movie?
Coming. Keep your pants on. I mean, what do they pay the doorman around here for anyway? Okay, yeah, come on in, come on.
You're drunk?
Oh, you can't pull the wool over your eyes.
The basic tenet of Christianity is...
Whoa. Coach's timeout. Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God. Because if he felt like sacrificing his only begotten son, well, that's his business. But he should have bloody well kept his hands off of mine!
What do you think it does to the boys to take the death of their brother and use it as part of your carnival act?
Pays the bills.
Clinically dead in the ambulance for 4 minutes. It's a miracle.
I saw Davey.
Well, all I wanted to do was just wanted to put my arms around him. I don't know what to do with that.
You've gotten the best scientific explanation. It hasn't brought you any comfort. Would you consider consulting a different source?
Doc, he is your God, and he's holding out his hand to you. All you gotta do now is take it. Jesus gets whacked, right?
I've never exactly heard it put that way, but yeah.
Follow me here. This ain't brain surgery.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers. Sometimes we just don't understand the answers. This better be good.
That's what I said.
I don't want to lose you.
Are you guys ready?
All right, back to Hollywood Connections.
Hello.
Hey, Don. Hi. Yeah, I saw the preview of that earlier. It's a pretty intense movie. It looks like a pretty intense movie.
It is.
Excited to have him on the show. So.
It is.
Go ahead.
Let me introduce. Guys, can you introduce yourself, your first and last names for us? Live on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Live on the air. How are you? This is Mark Cook from Prelude Pictures.
And this is John Stubbins with Prelude.
Hey,
John.
Welcome to the show.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Great. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the man cave.
Yeah, you know, as we said before, I don't know if you guys heard earlier, you're not a real man unless you have Jesus in your heart.
Amen.
Real men love Jesus. You know, for the crowd to know, guys, these two have a men's ministry, and their ministry is getting guys, a million guys is their goal for the year, right? A million?
That's right.
To commit to a program that every morning, and I do this, by the way, I've done it before I ever heard of you, but I've seen a lot of your movies. They've done stuff like, one of them did a remake of the Lost in Space. I was a big fan of the series as a kid, among others. I think, was the Titanic one of them, too, that you were involved in?
No. I produced the movie Lost in Space.
Lost in Space, yes.
Yeah, that came out in 1998, and the claim to fame was it knocked Titanic out of first and set some records.
That's what it was about, okay. Titanic, yeah.
Yeah, it did really well, and I was lost in space, brother.
Well, you know, I love the fact that you had the original Will on the movie, too. At the end, you realized who it was Will from the original series. That was kind of cool.
We did. We had June Lockhart, too, and Major West.
We had
quite a few. We didn't have Dr. Smith. He wouldn't do it. He said, I've never done a cameo before, and I'm not going to do one now. Okay.
Well, you know, the good part is he was a good actor back in the day. Because he doesn't do cameos, it's probably why he's not real popular today.
Yeah, it's not. It was interesting to me, but you know, I'm more proud of. I got a testimony. My last film's called The Perfect Game, and the 700 Club came in and did a testimony, and we call it Lost in Space, Saved by Grace. So that's the you know, film I'm most proud of.
That's
a mess back then, and yeah.
That's absolutely awesome. How did you get into the producing?
Oh, my good Lord have mercy. That's such a long story. We won't have time for it, but I'll give you the real cliff note story. I got a degree in automotive marketing for you and aspiring film producers out there. And I always had a dream of making movies. I got an associate's degree in automotive marketing, which is a two-year degree, which took me 3 years to get. So I really majored in hockey and beer drinking. It was lost back then, but I went to Hollywood, and actually, believe it or not, again, guys, it's pre-Christian days, because of my last name, K-O-C-H, I snuck on the Paramount lot to go see Howard Koch.
Okay.
My last name's Cook, but his is Koch. And I got in there and met, you know, I had a vision and a goal, and the next thing you know, God would have it, I ended up signing a two-year First Look deal, it's called. I didn't know anything about film. And next thing I know, I got all these interns working for me that were, you know, UCLA grads, NYU grads. And I ended up buying the rights to Lost in Space. So as I look back now, I'm kind of like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
And God had a plan for it. He definitely had a plan for it. So got in there and bought the rights to it, had a bidding war. Ted Turner ended up financing it. It was a $90 million budget. And next thing you know, I'm a film producer. So.
Well, you
amazing.
Know. Amazing. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Go ahead, Dawn.
Real quick, because I only have a few minutes, and I know I'm going to get more. Tell us about your tour in the ministry and how people can join, because we're on the StarCom network. We wanted to thank our StarCom listeners as well, 47 stations across the U.S., and you're going to be touring. And how can people sign up to your website, where they can go for the ministry?
Yeah, well, here's what I'm going to do, and God laid this on my heart. And it's probably a mistake. I make a lot of mistakes in my life. But the website is thefirsthour.com. And our mission is, if you heal the man, he will heal his family. The family will heal the nation. And we have a 30-day men's book. We've already distributed over 100,000 out there. It's radically transforming men's lives across the country. It's just powerful. It's just powerful. So what I was going to say is, people could go to, after they see the website, they could go to mark@thefirsthour.com and say, they heard me on the radio and you said you're going to send me a free book and pay for shipping and everything. I'd like to gift all your listeners. I don't care how many they are. You know, we give out thousands of books, and I'd love to bless them with the books. I'll tell you, it's just sweeping across the nation quickly. It's a powerful tool. It's a powerful, powerful tool.
Mark, that's amazing. Also, too, that new movie with Kevin Sorbo that you have, we met him at a Comic-Con event, and he's so funny. He's like, oh, it's so easy to get in touch with to get on your show. He's like one of the hardest people to get in touch with. But tell us about this film that you just did as well.
Yeah. John, I'm going to let John talk about it. We were just involved in the marketing of it. Kevin's a friend of mine. He was actually supposed to star in my movie Black Dog, and ended up having an aneurysm the first day of shooting, and then we ended up ultimately getting Patrick Swayze. So he's a buddy. He loves the Lord. And I said, hey, man, we are going to go out there and market it and promote it for you and everything else. So John's really been spearheading that up. So why don't you go ahead and talk about it, John?
Yeah, Kevin's a great guy, him and Sam Sorbo, his wife. And we are proudly spearheading this and promoting the film across the United States. I'd say at this point we've probably increased the box office probably close to 20% with the exposure we've gotten over the last 2 to 3 weeks. And we're just honored to be a part of it because we love what Kevin and Sam are doing. And it's a great film. You know, getting it out there, making sure, because everybody, you know, what's really strange about it, Don and Peter, is that there's so many people out there that say, boy, if we could just get some great faith-based films, you know, and not have to watch the filth that's coming out of Hollywood. Okay, We've got one. We've got one for you. It's interesting because not only is Let There Be Light a great film, I was watching The Case for Christ last week, and it was just a phenomenal film. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, people, maybe they're just not hearing about the films. Maybe they don't have access to the films, but Let There Be Light is going to be at theaters across the country, and I strongly encourage everybody to go see the film.
Awesome. Now, I have a question, too. A lot of people, because I bumped into their actors and models, and they always say, do you accept new headshots and resumes if they got great training? Is that something that your company does as well? Because of the Christian films that are out there, that actresses that want to get into more Christian films?
Yeah, that's really, really tough. And, you know, when somebody's really serious about getting into acting, okay, they really got to be prepared for it. And I always say there's no such thing as luck. It's being prepared for when the opportunity arrives. And they need to get trained. They need to get trained. They need to jump in some acting classes. You don't have to have a four-year degree from Juilliard. And you got to really want it. It can't be one of those things that I want to be an actress or an actor and be famous. And in the faith-based market,
You get the training going, but see, and you're going to have to solicit the agents, you know?
Right. What's really great, and I won't keep long because I want to do more in-depth of this on my show as well, this is the Man Cave, so because of the men's ministry, and I want them to talk.
Oh, she's taking over. Get more, okay.
Yeah, but the one thing I want to talk about was we have an agency under Hollywood Connections called Famous Faces. So, but they only take people that have good resumes and headshots. But they say, you know, people are asking me, Dawn, I'm a great actress. I've got great training behind me. I want to get into Christian film. And, you know, that's a new venue that we're opening the door for opportunity for people.
Is that that's a faith-based Is that a faith-based organization, Dawn?
It is. You know what? Well, the talent agent I work with has been around forever in Fort Lauderdale. And he's been a friend of mine for all, 20-something years. He's my agent as well. But a lot of people, again, from the Christian Film Festival with Marty, and I love his seminars and his panels because people come in and they audition, you know, and they get to audition for the Christian film. So that is my, you know, my inspiration to people that want to do this is go to the International Christian Film Festival, get to the panels and the seminars, meet the directors that are looking for talent for their movie.
Absolutely. Right. What's the name of that site? What's the name of that site?
The International Christian Film Festival. It's in Orlando.
I'm talking about, you said you have an you have an agency or something where people are putting their pictures up and resumes?
Oh, it's under our show, yes. It's called Famous Faces. Paul Levine, he's to work for Warner Brothers. Right.
Beautiful. I'll check that out.
That was my next question. That was my question, Dawn. So the casting agency that you have, is that all Christian actors and actresses then?
Oh, no, I don't have an agency. I'm not a manager, but they are under the umbrella. They want me to scout for them. But I have a lot of casting directors. Like next week, we have Nancy McBride. We've had Ellen Jacoby, Lori Wyman. They come on and tell me their castings. I'm trying to get in touch with David A.R. White. You know, I mean, his new book, Heaven to Hollywood, amazing. I'm reading this book.
Yeah,
it is just amazing. And I didn't realize he was the founder of PureFlix movies when I first met him a couple months back. So that was just amazing to me of his life and in the book that I'm reading. But again, they were just casting for God's Not Dead 3 in Arkansas. So it looks like PureFlix is doing a lot more casting, which is awesome.
Yeah, they are. And if you when you run into Ellen Jacoby again, tell her that Mark Cook said hi. I haven't seen her in 20 years.
Oh my God! I'll get her on with you in about 2 weeks.
All you got to you got to say Mark Cook from Prelude Pictures.
Oh,
yeah, I live in Florida. I'm here in Florida now. I live in Florida.
Now, clarify for everybody, are you a production company or marketing or both?
Yes. Yes. The name of my company is Prelude Pictures. And we produced Black Dog, Lost in Space, Perfect Game. And we've got a film in pre-free production called Old Fellas with Paul Sorvino and James Caan. And we're most likely, hopefully, going to be shooting that in Florida. We'll start actual pre-production, you know, for January. So.
I would like to offer you this, Mark, because I do a lot of behind the scenes. I have reporters worldwide, and I would love to have you put us on your list. You don't have to give me an answer now. I don't like putting people on the spot.
Sure, of course.
Oh, for sure. That would be awesome. And, you know, anything with the actors, how they got their part and the audition process, we'd love to air that as well. But I don't want to take up my husband and my brother's show because it's the Man Cave.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. The husband and brother. So, okay, then you're allowed to do that then. You can do that.
Well, yes. Listen,
you have my personal email, too. You can just send I almost gave you my Prelude Pictures one. I don't want to do that. Just send me an email, mark@thefirsthour.com. Shoot me an email, and then we'll take this a step further.
Oh, Mark, that's wonderful. Bert, I miss you. I'll see you tomorrow. And Tommy, thanks for holding the show as well.
No problem.
To finish off with these two amazing men about their ministry and their tour. That would be awesome.
Yep. And guys, if you're listening, everybody out there, that's how Dawn makes the magic. That's how Dawn connects people who need to be connected. So.
I do. All right, guys, I got to go. All right, bye.
Bye.
Have a great show.
Bye, Dawn. All right. Bye-bye. You guys still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. 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 Now your ministry that you're doing, I find it kind of cool because you're having guys commit the first hour of their day.
That's right.
To God, to Jesus. Tell us a little more about your program.
Okay. The program, you know, God laid this on my heart. It's actually 12 and a half years ago. It was in
2005, woke me up one morning, and I had a just, you know, every once in a while, us Christians and the people who listen out there would know this, every once in a while, God just really gets a hold of your spirit and speaks to you. And over in my head, I got up at 5:55. He's saying, get up, go give me an hour, your first hour. Tithe your time to me. I want your first hour. Go give me a half hour of prayer and a half hour of reading my word. And just over and over in my mind. And, you know, us creative guys, man, we are late night guys and late sleepers in. So I remember looking at the clock, you know, specifically. And it just kept taunting my spirit. And I got up and thinking, how am I going to pray for a half hour? What am I going to do for a half hour of prayer? There just happened to be a prayer book upstairs, and I went through, I timed it, and I was reading all the different prayers from Jermaine Copeland's Prayers That Avail Much. And then I said, okay, well, now I got to do 30 minutes of reading the Word. I had this for 30 days. I took my New Testament and realized that in my version, my NIV, there was 240 pages, so I divided it by 30, and that was only 8 pages a day, which means only 4 pages a day, front and back. You've read the entire New Testament in 30 days, and I had time left over. So being the baby Christian I was, I said, well, there's 30 Proverbs. I'll do one proverb a day. And I wrote all this stuff down. I never had any intention of doing a study guide. And, of course, come to find out, at the end of 30 days, there's 31 Proverbs, you know? So you've got to get a copy of this book. It's definitely God-inspired. I never had an intention of doing a study guide. And people just saw a radical change in me. You know, I was living life in the fast lane of Hollywood. I mean, I was just doing all the things I shouldn't be doing in my pre-Christian days. And there's actually on the site, if you go to thefirsthour.com, the 700 Club testimonies on there. And you'll see how I was living. I mean, I was hitting it hard, living hard, you know, staying up all night. I don't need to get into the details. It'll be on there. But so a couple friends and said, man, what are you doing? I just put this outline together and gave it to them. It just caught on. And God said, I want you to share this. So I ended up doing a study guide the first hour. And Rich DeVos, who's actually the founder of Amway, got in touch with me, knew him, he mentored me, fell in love with the book. He did the foreword. And, you know, the rest is history. It's just taking off. It's just sweeping across the nation. Because this country's in trouble. This you know, you see all this hate and anger and Antifa and you know, the supposedly racism and the blacks against the whites and the cops and everything. When you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, okay, that doesn't exist. It can't. We're all brothers and sisters. And what's happening is these guys that are doing this first hour and really dedicated to it, and it's really not a book. It's more of a guideline. The book is the Bible. This is a checkoff list. This is a checkoff list. There's 7 simple steps. You got to spend an hour with your wife. You got to spend a half hour with each kid. It's just an amazing program. And here's what's happening. The men that are taking this seriously, you can't spend an hour a day with God early in the morning without him not showing up. You just can't.
Well, real quick, guys, real quick. I got to cut you off. I do need to know what that email is again, and where they can get copies of the book and the name of the book, and the name of the upcoming movie one more time.
I was going to say the firsthour.com is the website, and then Mark gave his email address, which is mark@thefirsthour.com. And before we go, Peter, I just wanted to add one more thing. Because you had asked earlier, and I didn't get to add this. Just like with Kevin Sorbo's film, Let There Be Light, Mark at the Prelude Pictures had also done something very similar with Mel Gibson in promoting Passion of the Christ at the time. And I didn't get to mention that earlier, but I wanted to let you guys, let your listeners know that. What was your other question?
No, that was it, guys. I got to end the show in a second. So I wanted to thank you for being on, and love the movies that you've done. I can't wait to see the movies that are coming out, and we'll keep in touch.
Definitely looking forward to Let There Be Light.
And now we're going to go back.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us. Thank you, brothers. God bless.
God bless you guys.
God bless you.
We're going to go right back to the last few minutes of the barbecue and the outdoor kitchens. Go ahead, guys. Shoot it up.
Well, I wanted to piggyback what John was saying here about the, you know, don't be afraid to try different things out with recipes. Recipes are just guidelines. They're just Absolutely. Things for you to, you know, you don't have to follow them to a T. You know, you and I may make a dish one way, and he might make it a different way. At the end of the day, it's all about your own tweaking, what you add to it, your own personal zing that you might add.
Right.
Like you said, next thing you know, you're turning in something that's going to be handed down from generation to generation.
Absolutely, and that's cooking with love. And, you know, we always, in our family, we call it a labor of love, you right. know, because when you do it the right way, you start first thing in the morning to cook dinner for the family, and it takes hours and hours. And, you know, some people will look at you like you're crazy. Why don't you just go to dinner or pay somebody to do it? But you know what? That's what's been lost. You know, kind of piggyback off what we're talking about, the way our country's going and the way, you know, we're being desocialized, where we want to be individuals with a face and a computer screen all day or a cell phone. You know, that never happened when I was growing up. They didn't exist, one, but two, we were always, you know, getting together as family and making these big meals happen and cooking all day together and telling stories and actually communicating with each other, which, you know, that's part of the healing process. When you're actually sitting there spending that time together and communicating and having bonding over those moments, that's what, you know, family's all about, and that's what weekends should be devoted to, is spending that time with our families.
Well, hey, not even just weekends. I mean, even throughout the week. I mean, Absolutely. We all have kids and stuff, and there's no better way for us to bond with our kids, but get them in the kitchen. Get them in there early. There's all kinds of things they can, you know, they can do, whether it's, you know, making grilled cheese sandwiches,
oh, yeah.
you know, or stirring the sauce. I mean, I come from an Italian family, too. We all had our hands in the pot at some point in the day because you get tired of stirring.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, the old Italian recipes, you got to cook them for hours and hours and hours. You know, Grandma, you didn't want to mess with Grandma. Grandma had good arms.
You didn't want to burn the sauce.
That's right.
The wooden spoon hurt.
All That's right.
You know, you forgot the wooden spoon. You'll never forget it again because you're going to get smacked with it if you burn the sauce. But, yeah, absolutely, you're right during the week. It's imperative that people spend that time together. Put down the phones, put down the technology, and talk. Talk to your kids. Don't let your kids be raised by the television or your technology. I mean, those video games that they have on their phones now, all they are advertisement avenues, and those kids, they get to see those advertisements. Take them away. I mean, in my house, it's mandatory. You get 15 minutes of play time, and that's it. And then we get to the Little League baseballs and, you know, get your kids out there and be active and promote healthy lifestyle and, real you know, stuff. good real community, you know.
Outdoor sports.
Outdoors, yes. Get outdoors, people. Right. You know, don't take a vitamin D pill when you got the sunshine beating down on you, and especially in the state of Florida. There's no excuse. Get outside.
You really can't hit a baseball with a controller.
No.
Absolutely. And you know what? You cannot read a computer screen outside in the beautiful Florida sunshine. And drop them computer screens, all that stuff. Get out, swing a tennis racket, swing a baseball bat, swing a golf ball, swing a golf club.
Right.
You know, get out and do something. Go skating. Just get out and about. That's important.
Yep.
It's a healthy Absolutely. Lifestyle.
Okay, guys, we're ending right. the show. I just want to end up with the Outdoor Kitchen Company.
Yep, John Macris with Premier Outdoor Living and Design. You can check us out at www.premieroutdoorlivinganddesign.com. You can see us on our Facebook page as well. We've got beautiful pictures online for you to check out, and we'll give it over to Scooter and Moose. Or Moose and Scooter. Which one did I do it backwards?
It's Moose and Scooters.
All right. Absolutely. We'll do that the right way.
Yep. And again, guys, you can follow us on Facebook right now. It's Moose and Scooters Barbecue. Again, look for our events here in the future. Thank you, guys.